Hey, I'm really hoping I have the right place. I'm the artist looking for a model. We talked on the phone. Oh, thank goodness. Hi. Your voice doesn't do you justice. That's really nice to meet you. Oh, yes, I'll come in. Kind of awkward for the neighbors if I start working in the hallway, right? That was bad. I'm sorry. Well, you have a lovely home. So many windows. As a painter, I'm an absolute sucker for natural light. In this place, wow. I mean, if I wasn't here to paint you, I could spend all day sketching your apartment. It's gorgeous. That's not to say that you aren't absolutely stunning yourself, because you are. I just meant that your taste in decor and living spaces is, and all the sunlight. I mean, I think I'm gonna stop talking now. Yes, drink would be lovely, thank you. And it will give me the time to get my foot out of my mouth and figure out how I want you to paint. Like posing and lighting and water's just fine, thank you. Ah, thank you. My hands are a little occupied, so if you could just put it that is a very white towel. May I ask what brand of bleach you use? Yes, I am trying to distract myself from the fact that said towel is all you're wearing, and wearing it very well, I might add. Yes, I'm also aware that you're planning on modeling nude. I am the one who requested it. After all, it's just, there's a difference between looking at a beautiful woman as a man and looking at her as an artist. At the moment, I am very much a simple man, looking at a gorgeous woman and trying very hard not to make a fool of himself any more than he already has. In this case. Well, I thank my lucky stars for finding the one nude model in the city who's both stunningly beautiful and willing to tolerate me blithering like an idiot. Alright, I vote we finish up with the embarrass the artist half to death time and actually get onto the arting. It is so a word. I just made it up, so it is now a word. Okay, Missy, time for you to be quiet. Just look pretty. Ooh, yes, the man can give orders. Here's another one. Remove your towel and go recline on that lovely settee in front of the window. The setting sun will backlight you wonderfully. Don't say it. Please don't say it. I can see what you're thinking. Don't. I hear it in every class from every model, and I hate you. Just pose already. Ugh. you look amazing. Just tilt your head back a little. Perfect. And bend your knee outward. So your leg casts a shadow inward over your body. That's it. Now, hold still. But tell me if you need to move. We'll start with a sketch. You're not too cold, are you? I'm only asking because it looks like you're starting to get goosebumps. And other bumps. Now who's embarrassed? Consider it karma for that overused Titanic quote. I told you not to say it. Hey, relax. We're professionals here, right? This is something that happens. If anything, it adds texture to the picture. Of course I'm adding it to the finished piece. The goosebumps, your nipples, and the adorable blush that's currently creeping across your cheeks and down your neck. I feel it'll add a sense of innocence to an otherwise sultry image. Stop squirming, please. Do you need to take a break? You seem to be having trouble sitting still. Getting stiff? Or perhaps you're getting looser, more relaxed and involved in the process than you thought. I'd be more inclined to believe you if your hips weren't rocking just that little bit. Or if your thighs didn't have that slight tremble. Eyes of an artist, darling. It's my job to see the details. And trust me, it is no hardship to take in all of you. You know, the sketch for this pose is more or less done. And if you're having trouble keeping still, perhaps we should move on to a new one? Wonderful. Please move over to that armchair so you're in the direct sunlight. Legs spread, please. I would like your knees to be touching the arms of the chair. Just like that. Sunlight makes you look like you're glowing. And it shimmers so prettily off the wetness of your pussy. You're trembling, my dear. Are you cold again? Or is it the opposite now? Are you getting hot? Is your body burning and aching for a touch? Don't let me stop you. Feel free to touch to your heart's content. Just don't move your legs. I don't care how good it feels when you pinch and twist your nipples like that. Sit still. Good. Alright, I do believe I've captured your lower half in enough detail that I can move on, which requires you to move your hands away. Don't whine at me, just do it. Let go of your tits. Now. Good. Good girl. No, keep them on the arms of the chair for now. I want your torso to be long and... You know what? Could you arch your back a bit for me? Just enough to see the curve. Perfect. Hold right there. You're getting really desperate, aren't you? Whimpering with each breath, sweating despite the goosebumps, and I can even see your dripping pussy clenching from all the way over here. Poor thing. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm almost done. Just a little more shading, and then we can focus on getting just the right expression on that lovely face. Okay? Okay. Don't move, baby. Keep those delectable breasts thrust out as if begging to be kissed. Done with your torso. You can relax. Take a breath. That's it. You really are so beautiful. All flushed and trembling like that. Go ahead and touch how you want, baby. Tease your clit. Stroke your pussy. But don't look away. I want to see your face when you come. Yes, I think that'll be the perfect face for this picture, don't you? You hardly heard a word I said after touch, didn't you? Don't rub so hard, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. Your clit's too adorable to be abused like that. Come on, slow down. Your thighs are shaking so much, jerking and spasming with every stroke. Does it feel that good? Or is it just because you're being watched? Do you think if I stared at and studied you long enough, you could come without being touched? A thought for next time, perhaps. But for now, I want to see you ease a finger or two inside your poor, neglected cunt. Nice and easy. Oh, sweetheart. Two fingers and not a bit of resistance. So fucking wet. In fact, you're starting to steam that lovely chair with how much you are dripping. You already look so close, baby. Are you really going to come so soon? Oh, we will definitely have to see how close I can get you with just my gaze sometime in the near future. But for now, eyes on me, sweetheart. Let me see you come. Now, fuck yourself deeper. Don't look away. I said, don't fucking look away. Close your eyes again, and I will come over there and make you stop. You know I will. Harder now. Grind your palm against your clit and finger fuck your pussy as deep as you can. That's it. Fuck yourself for me, sweetheart. Show me what you look like when you come. Will you whimper? Will you scream? Or will you just bite your lip and shudder in ecstasy? Show me, baby. Let me see. Faster. Harder. That's it. That's it, baby. So fucking beautiful. Come for me now. Right fucking now. Oh, I do believe this is going to be my best piece yet. But should I make it a gallery piece or keep it for my private collection? Perhaps we can talk it over during our next session. It would seem that we've lost the light for today, and I dislike working in artificial lighting. No, no, don't try and get up. Modeling can be tiring, if done right. Here, have some water, and I'll show myself out. See you same time next week? Tomorrow? Well, I'll see if I can't pencil you in. I'll call you. All right, I'll see you later then.